Hey, what's up, guys? Travis here. And if you've been following me or my story for any length of time, you know that I started a company called Guestio about a year and a half ago now. And one of the things that we are doing this year in 2022 is we're building a concierge program called the Fast Pass that allows you to get booked on top quality shows and platforms for the purpose of spreading awareness for your brand, grabbing attention, growing your credibility, your authority, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you are listening to this right now and you are a seven-figure plus entrepreneur and you have a budget to bring in traffic, attention, credibility, authority to your brand, then this might be a really great program for you. Just head over to travischappell.com/10K. Why 10K? Because we guarantee in this program that you're going to be able to speak in front of 10,000 people within 90 days. Okay, 10,000 people within 90 days. Imagine getting on a stage in front of 10,000 people to share your message, your story. Well, that's exactly what we are doing inside of this program through virtual stages like podcasts or virtual events or YouTube channels or blogs. You name it, we are working with it and we are trying to get you booked on those platforms. So travischappell.com/10x. There's a quick application there. And then right at the end of that application, it'll prompt you to set up a phone call where you'll jump on a call with me and we'll talk through whether or not you're a great fit for this program. Please act fast on this. Do not wait because we are only taking on one or two clients a week due to constraints with our team and the limited supply of high quality shows and platforms that are out there in the market. So if that's you and you're really wanting to explode your brand in 2022, head over to travischappell.com/10K, fill out the application, schedule a quick phone call, and you and I will chat really soon about whether or not this would be a great fit for you. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
You are listening to the Build Your Network podcast.
Welcome to the show. I'm Travis Chappell, and I chat with some of the world's top business influencers, thought leaders, and entrepreneurs in order to crack the code of networking. I believe that who you know is more important than what you know, and that your relationships ultimately determine the person that you become. So if you want to learn the new way of connecting, if you want to fill your network with quality people and skyrocket your results, then you're in the right place, because this is the Build Your Network podcast.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Build Your Network. My name's Eric. I'm Travis Chappell's producer. I'm sitting here with Travis himself, and we're doing another BYN breakdown episode. And we want to talk about something that is pretty basic, and it's the answer Travis always says nobody wants to hear, which is that success takes time. And so we want to talk about not quitting too soon. And you shared a post recently about your download numbers and like the slow, like the shockingly slow pace at which it takes to build momentum. Can you just share kind of what you shared on that post and what your takeaways were?
I would say it's shockingly slow and also painfully slow. Right. You know what I mean? And what a lot of people don't know is that there was a lot of stuff happening in my personal life at the time that made it even more painful. Cause it was just like, man, I'm pursuing this new path. I've spent tens of thousands of dollars to do so. And I'm not making money with it. It's not taking off. I'm not getting any traction. So that means I still have to be doing this other thing that I don't like doing, which was door-to-door sales. So I still got to go door-to-door and sell stuff. And then we had some personal life things that were going on at the same time. And it was just like, oh my goodness, how much longer? Like, why am I doing this? And I guess looking back now, the only thing that kept me in it was just this commitment from the beginning to keep going, because I knew it was going to be a long journey. But it's different when you're going through it than when you're like looking at it from the beginning and thinking like, oh yeah, it's going to take a while, but you don't think that it's going to take that long. You know, like you're looking at different milestones and thinking like, this is it. This is going to be my big moment. I got this guest, or they shared this post, or I got this traffic from this person, or I'm speaking at this event. And every time it was just like a letdown, because I was expecting something bigger than I was actually getting.
And the first letdown happens like when you hit launch on like on your show.
Right.
Or and we're talking about podcasting specifically, because I mean, obviously we're podcasters, but I think this would probably apply for someone who wrote a book and thinks that publishers are going to be chomping at the bit to get it, or someone who, you know, shot a movie and thinks like, you know, oh, I'm going to get distribution right now. But like on the podcasting side, it's super easy to be like, I've got a great concept, I've got great guests lined up, and I launch and I have 56 downloads, you know? And it's like,
well, of course you think it's awesome because you're you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you are the one that's been focused on putting this topic out for like the last 3 months, 4 months, five months, 6 months, maybe 3 years. If it's somebody that, if you're a procrastinator like I am. So when you launch, you just have this big disappointment that nobody else is as interested in this as you are. And so a lot of people just give up. You know, that's why most podcasters never make it past episode 7.
Yeah.
That's the sad truth, because they don't get that immediate success and those immediate results.
Yeah. You don't get the gratification that comes with approval from people.
Right.
And I think we've talked previously, I mean, it's been a while now, but we talked about like when to quit. But I think also if you've done the pre-work, and I know a few episodes we talked a little bit about like how to kind of niche down and find your blue ocean. You know, I think if you've done the work there, you know your topic is relevant, it's going to be helpful. You have to not quit too soon. And you had posted, you know, it took, by the end of your first year, you hadn't hit 100,000.
So yeah, so downloads. It took me over a year to hit 100,000 total downloads for my show. And that was doing 3 interviews a week, not 3 episodes that were 3 minutes long that I could like read a quote and say, and good luck throughout the rest of your day. Like I'm talking like 3 beefy interviews per week for an entire year, and total downloads finally crossed over 100,000 after a year. And then it took me about 3 years to get to over 1 million downloads. But then, you know, this month is going to be 6-figure downloads by itself.
Yeah.
And like well into 6-figure downloads by itself. And so, yeah, that was the point of the post, is basically saying that like, look, it took a year of painfully slow like growth to get to 100,000 total downloads for an entire show. But now here we are a few years later, and my show is getting what it got in the whole first year on a monthly basis consistently. And what it took me 3 years to get at this current trajectory will take me another 6 months to be able to double, you know, that first 1 million that took me 3 years to get.
And now people are coming and begging like, how are you doing this right now?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And you have
exactly.
to be like the first year that you don't know about where it was
the
like
first
just
year,
slow,
in the
slow
first
build.
2 years really that, that you don't, you know what I mean? Like all the time that you didn't follow me and you didn't know what I was doing. You didn't understand, like you didn't see all the other work that went into it before that. Well, so,
and that's the cool thing. I think even more than like a book or like any other medium, I think the coolest thing about podcasts is like the way that the content compounds upon itself. Like there's a lot of things you do, being an Instagram influencer or anything, where like you post and like by the next week the chances of someone ever seeing it again are pretty low.
Pretty much nothing.
Yeah, like podcasts, like I still have episodes now that regularly make up a good portion of my download. For whatever reason, those episodes hit. And it's the same thing. Like it took me, you know, like 8 months to hit, you know, the 100K mark, and it's like then I doubled that in like 3 months after that. It's like, it's this crazy snowball. And now it's like, again, now I can see the thing of like, I'm going to be at 500,000 soon. We can get to that. And then we can get to 1 million soon. And it's like, and is going to get faster and faster and faster and you build momentum. But I think the big thing is like, you have to stay focused. And what prompted this conversation is so many people are like to experiment and like to just say, oh, what if I start a second show and run that at the same time, or write a book to try to. And the reality is like the answer is as simple as just keep doing what you're doing.
Right. Yeah. It reminds me of that. I think it was in Think and Grow Rich, the illustration that somebody gives, that there was like during the gold rush and this guy had sold all of his possessions and moved out west in search of finding gold. And he had heard that this particular vein of gold was running through this location. And so he was mining and mining for months and months and built this giant gold mine and just came out empty. And so he eventually was just like, this is too much. I've lost my livelihood, my whole life, everything. If I can just sell this mine to somebody else for a little bit of money so that I can at least just like pay for all the stuff that's sitting in this mine, you know, then at that point I'll be done. So he finds somebody, they buy it for super, super, super cheap, basically just enough for him to be like, all right, whatever, I'm done. I'm out of here. Get me out of here. And 3 feet mining later, the people who just bought it struck gold and became one of the most successful gold mines in that region. And it was just, it's such a classic illustration of what most people do.
Yeah.
They put in so much work and so much effort, and they invest so much time and energy and money, and then they give up when they're 3 feet from gold. You know what I mean? Like you give up before you can reap the benefits and the rewards of all the hard work that you put in. And then you go back to doing the soul sucking thing that you were doing before. That's the whole point of like, that's the whole point of doing stuff like we talked about before, doing 75 hard and things like that. It's doing stuff that puts you in the habit of being comfortable with the uncomfortable. It's getting used to being uncomfortable, like getting used to operating in discomfort on a daily basis. Because the journey to having results that nobody else can have in their life is a long and difficult one, sometimes really lonely and all the time really uncomfortable. And so if you can't get comfortable with that, then you're going to quit too soon. Like, you're going to stop before you reach the gold. And that's what most podcasters and content creators and authors and people like that do, is that they put in work for 6 months. And it is a lot of time. Like, I know it's a lot of time that you put into something, especially if you do it for 6 months. But if you stop and really ask yourself this question, I think that you'll come to a similar decision that I came to, which is 6 months really that long? You know what I mean? Like, it seems like it's long when you're doing, because 6 months of doing anything every single day or really consistently, like that's a good amount of time. It's not a small amount of time. But when you really think about what the future version of the success in this arena looks like comparatively to the amount of time that you have to put in to be able to achieve that success, it's completely disproportionate. That's why I always look at things as like a risk to reward type of a thing. So when I was looking at it, I was like, okay, I've been doing this for a year. I'm not getting any traction. I'm putting 3 episodes a week in addition to what I do full time to pay the bills, in addition to the things that I have in my personal life that are taking, like, sucking a lot of energy away from me. Like, this, why am I still doing this? And at the end of the day, I still came back to the fact that, like, if I can make this happen, if I can figure this out, it can literally unlock a new lifestyle for me that allows me to drive what I want to drive, live where I want to live, travel where I want to travel, have extra money, have freedom, yeah, have location independence, and all these other things that I want desperately for my life, like the life that I'm designing for myself.
Yeah.
This vehicle gives me all of that stuff. So all I have to do is stick in it and figure it out. And if you are willing to do the things that most people are not willing to do, then you'll be able to get the results that most people will never be able to have. Because flat out, most people will not be able to stick through that discomfort.
Yeah.
And so you gotta become comfortable being uncomfortable so that you can push through those times when it feels like you're just working and not seeing any results.
Right. Yeah. No, I feel like that. I was telling you, and I posted about it too just recently. Like, I just got rejected for like probably the 5th time in 8 months that I've been trying to reach out to like my dream guest on the show. And like, it's the same situation as like a few years ago. I think I would have just, after that first email, been like crushed and be like, ah, should I even do the show? Like, it's not, you know, no one takes it seriously. And, you know, I'll probably be back in their inbox next month with another update of how the show's doing and, you know, wanting to have them on. And it's the same thing. I mean, I know you've had guests you've worked on for months and months and still ones that you're working on that you've been trying to get. And you have to just keep sticking in it, regardless of what you think about like all of his philosophies. But like, I love the Dave Ramsey quote, like, to live like no one else, you have to live like no one else. And right. I think that's where, in the podcast world and any part of life, but in the podcast world specifically, like, the way that you have a show that's successful is by not quitting when 99%, which is 7 episodes in, where you go like, ah, I'm not getting the gratification. I put in 2 hours and like collectively all the listeners didn't listen for 2 hours,
right,
you know,
right.
You just have to keep pushing forward. And I just want to throw this out here. I know we've plugged it before, but like, a lot of people struggling to gain traction, it's just little simple changes that would make all the difference. And so
this episode of the Build Your Network podcast will be back in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about our sponsor, Indeed. If you're hiring, you need Indeed, because Indeed is the hiring partner where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Indeed is the only job site where you're guaranteed to find quality applications that meet your must-have requirements or else you don't pay. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites hoping to find candidates with the right skills, you need one powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. Indeed partners with you on every step of the hiring process. Find great talent through time-saving tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. With Instant Match, as soon as you sponsor a post, you get a short list of quality candidates with resumes on Indeed that match your job descriptions, and you can invite them to apply right away. Plus, you only pay for quality applications that meet your must-have requirements. I personally love Indeed. It makes it easy to hire great talent, and according to ComScore, Indeed is the number one job site worldwide. That's right, worldwide. So start hiring right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/network. The offer is valid through March 31st. So what are you waiting for? Go to Indeed.com/network and claim $75 in free credit before March 31st. That's Indeed.com/network. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. This episode of the Build Your Network podcast is brought to you by Gusto, the all-in-one HR for growing businesses. You can get everything you need to hire, pay, manage, and support your hardworking team in one intuitive platform. You can automatically file and pay all state, local, and federal payroll taxes, do simple time tracking, time off requests, and more, and have access to a wide range of health and financial benefits, and direct access to certified HR experts. That's just a few of the amazing tools that you get with Gusto. And right now, you can get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. All you have to do is use the URL gusto.com/Travis. That's GUSTO.com/Travis. All right, let's get back to the show. This episode of the Build Your Network podcast will be back in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about our sponsor, Indeed. If you're hiring, you need Indeed, because Indeed is the hiring partner where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Indeed is the only job site where you're guaranteed to find quality applications that meet your must-have requirements or else you don't pay. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites hoping to find candidates with the right skills, you need one powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. Indeed partners with you on every step of the hiring process. Find great talent through time-saving tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. With Instant Match, as soon as you sponsor a post, you get a short list of quality candidates with resumes on Indeed that match your job descriptions, and you can invite them to apply right away. Plus, you only pay for quality applications that meet your must-have requirements. I personally love Indeed. It makes it easy to hire great talent, and according to ComScore, Indeed is the number one job site worldwide. That's right, worldwide. So start hiring right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/network. The offer is valid through March 31st. So what are you waiting for? Go to Indeed.com/network and claim $75 in free credit before March 31st. That's Indeed.com/network. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. This episode of the Build Your Network podcast is brought to you by Gusto, the all-in-one HR for growing businesses. You can get everything you need to hire, pay, manage, and support your hardworking team in one intuitive platform. You can automatically file and pay all state, local, and federal payroll taxes, do simple time tracking, time off requests, and more, and have access to a wide range of health and financial benefits, and direct access to certified HR experts. That's just a few of the amazing tools that you get with Gusto. And right now, you can get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. All you have to do is use the URL gusto.com/Travis. That's GUSTO.com/Travis. All right, let's get back to the show.
We've pitched it before, but I think the webinar you're doing right now, that you know, you're giving a couple of free tips that I think would be game changers. You know, people can head over and schedule time to watch that. It's like an hour, but you really walk through like understanding what archetype you are, you know, trying to figure out like what to actually create your show around and how to market it.
How to shorten the timeline. Like it's still going to take a long time, but also if you come into it with the right knowledge and the right information and take action on that knowledge information, you're going to shortcut that learning curve quite a bit.
Right.
Which in this world, like
taking three months of time,
like that's a long time.
It's like working out. It's like working out with a trainer, working out without one. It's like you know, you can put a lot of time in at the gym, but like if you're not holding your body the right way when you're lifting the weights, you're not doing
it. Or you're eating the wrong stuff when you're outside of the gym because you're not sure what's good for your body type. Yeah, it's the same. Yeah, it's the same thing. And the quote you pulled out from Dave Ramsey is a really good one. I've heard it said a kind of a similar way where somebody said, I forget who had this quote, so I can't give them credit, but it was something like easy decisions, hard life, hard decisions, easy life. And I just love how succinct that quote is, because that's just the truth. If you make hard decisions on a daily basis, your life is going to be, over the long term, significantly easier.
Yeah.
But if you make the easy decisions on a daily basis, the short term easy decisions, then over the long term, your life is going to be extremely difficult. And you just got to, kind of just sit down and get really introspective and ask yourself the question, in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years from now, will that future version of myself look back to me now and be thankful for what I did today, or be upset about what I did today? And I think that's influenced my decision-making a lot, thinking about like, you know what, future Travis is going to say thank you to past Travis because of the work that I did today, because of the decisions that I made, because I got up at 4 and because I was this amount of productive before this time. And I put in work that most people aren't willing to do. Like future Travis, I think, is going to be super, super thankful for the, you know, for how often current Travis bites the bullet for us. Right, you know what I mean? Right. Yeah. I genuinely just believe that. I've had so many conversations now. That's the cool thing about podcasting. I've had so many conversations with so many successful people now that it's given me a lot of insights on how those people live their lives. And that's right. One of those things that remains consistent across the board is that long-term gratification of people who make decisions, not for their current self, but for the future version of what they want their lives to look like. And I think that that's a huge takeaway.
Yeah, no, I mean, just definitely stick with it. I mean, this is more of a, just overall worldview episode, kind of like just thought process around this stuff. But, in light of things that I think you'll thank yourself for, I think hopping on to, just listening to this, I think just getting this kind of advice and I can speak from experience as well. Like some of the stuff that you've, from watching you, bite the bullet, I've been able to avoid some of those things.
Right. Because you've been with me since probably 6 months after I started my show, 7 months out of
I was there during that period.
When I was still doing door to door. Yeah.
Right. And so I've seen it and I've been able to apply things that you did. And my show hit a lot of milestones quicker than yours did the first year.
Right.
Because I got to skip all the stuff that you didn't know that first year. And so I'm just going to say just myself, I know the stuff you're putting out in this free course that you're doing is it's the stuff that you put in there is the stuff that I applied to my show
right. That
totally changed it, and totally got me way ahead of where I was. Cause I had started a show before and done it just by I'm going to start a show
right. And
it did nothing, it was stuck and it was a situation where I had to make a hard decision and just kill that show. But then starting it with those principles helped me kind of, blast off. And so, yeah, if you guys are wanting to skip some of that basic stuff, seriously, we're doing a free live training every Thursday.
12 p.m. PST. Yeah.
Super easy to hop on. It usually runs a little bit longer because there's Q&As and stuff, which is I think
lots of Q&A.
Super valuable.
Try to just answer anybody's questions that comes on and spends time with us. So we'll have a certain amount of content that we're going to get through and you'll learn a lot through that. But obviously any other questions you come to table with about podcasting, around podcasting, how to have a successful one, how to grow it, how to monetize it, how to make it your full-time income, how to add an additional revenue stream to your current business through it. All those things, what we're talking about over there. So podcastprofitcourse.com, head over there and get registered for the next live training and we'll see you over there. Well, that's it for this episode. If you want to connect with me and other like-minded people who also listen to the show, you're going to want to head over to travischappell.com/group to join my free Facebook group, The Lounge. I'll see you over there and remember to leave every relationship better than you found it.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.